Familia de Lucha Libre Online y el Cárcel, aquí te habla Pedro Vega, y I'm here with the innovator of violence, one of the biggest names here now in wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, here in Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm good here in Puerto Rico. Thank you for the opportunity. It's an absolute honor. Let's discuss the social media Impact Wrestling Championship. You won it on Victory Road 2023 against Kenny King in a title versus career match. What can you talk to me about that special night?
Yes, everything about that was special. It was the place I first ever saw professional wrestling with my father. I put my career on the line because the venue is so special to me. I had the perfect opponent in Kenny King, and I'm a big fan of Kenny King's in-ring work. Instead of, both my parents are gone, but I had my daughters there and my friends and family. We had a packed house. And it was a real special moment for me. Personally, my mom had passed away, and 2023 was a very, very hard year for me. And that match kind of gave me hope that, hey, things can change, and things can change in a heartbeat. And I always say professional wrestling is just like life. You were going to get knocked down a lot, but you got to keep on getting up and keep on fighting. And ever since I won the DMC, the Digital Media Championship, I've dedicated it to defending it all the time. I have it written down how many title defenses I have had. I think I've defended this title more than anybody else on the Impact roster, as well as Roman Reigns. So, Roman, if you want to come after me, no problem. You got to wait in line because I got Crazy Steve this week at Hard to Kill. But it meant a lot. The last time I was a champion, I believe, was 2009 with the WWE's version of ECW. Never was a guy to, go after titles or deemed the titles that make the person. But I've had a lot of fun with this and defending the title. And I've got to work with a lot of great athletes all over the world.
Talking about that, what was your victory meal and drink that night when you won the title?
My victory meal and drink, I probably went home. Well, I'll tell you what I did. After that show, I had to go into a meeting because I do work behind the scenes, and I think I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and milk. So that was my big meal.
That was an awesome meal. So let's stay way back. T when TNA back Slammiversary 2010, you make your debut back on TNA. This company is returning back on his roots as TNA Wrestling. What can you tell to me about the now going back to the roots as TNA Wrestling again? What special means TNA right now?
Dude, when I first heard the news of that management was thinking of doing it, I was like, man, that's a risk. And then I saw it live. I love to experience things live. And after Bound for Glory, when that show went off the air and we did like a Marvel teaser video, that our producer, head of production, Eric Tompkins did. He does an amazing job. He's the man behind the scenes, and he's an amazing at that job. I watched it, and I watched it. I was standing next to Mickie James, and she was like, "What is it? What is it?" And I was like, "Shut up and just watch it." And when it was revealed that TNA came back, I mean, I saw people jumping up and down. I don't remember the last time I jumped up and down from excitement. Children do that, but grown adults were jumping up and down, and then also people were hugging each other. Strangers like were just like turning around, like when you win the World Series or the Super Bowl, like just embracing each other. It was a really, really cool moment just to see live. If I look at my own career, a lot of wrestlers and a lot of fans grew up watching ECW, and it was the company that got them hooked into professional wrestling. ECW went away, and what was that alternative? It became TNA. You have a lot of wrestlers that grew up and fans watching TNA. And it was like their company that they grew up watching. You know, Will Ospreay said, I'm a TNA kid. And it's really, really cool to see it come back. And it's not about, you know, retro. It is all about, you know, honoring the past, but moving forward to the future. And these 2 days of shows are going to be so, so good. And it means a lot to wrestling fans. And wrestling fans are the most unique fans I've ever seen, because they remember everything, which is cool.
So that said, let me say something in Spanish for our fans here in Lucha Libre Online. TNA presenta, vuelve una noche más. Vuelven a quedarse. It's hard to kill. Este sábado, at Pons La Vega, Nevada. Y el domingo, Snake Eyes in Pons Las Vegas, Nevada. Tickets are available now, Ticketmaster.com. And you can watch Hard to Kill 5TV. Tommy, you had a historic career in 5 different decades since you made your debut back in 1981, still active in 2004. 89, sorry.
81, I was 10. I wish I was wrestling when I was 10.
In 1989, now 2004, how do you manage to stay current and popular almost 35 years?
Oh, wow. Man, I always wrestle every single match like it's going to be my last, because I know one day it will be. I love this stuff. I don't wrestle because I need to financially. I wrestle because I love it. And I think that passion comes through with wrestling fans. I just still work very, very hard, whether it's in TNA or an independent show. I go out there and still try my hardest. I know I'm not the man I used to be, but I still go out there and I know how to have a very, very good match, but also entertain the people. But when you work hard, hard work pays off.
Scott D'Amore, see something big is going to happen in Hard to Kill, a massive surprise. It's your pick about this.
Well, I got to tell you, Scott D'Amore, we got new TNA titles. This is the old one that I'm holding, the DMC. We got new ones. I asked for Christmas. I asked it. I did not get the belt extender. So he's already 0-for-1 on surprises with me. There's a lot of names out there. I'm kidding with all that stuff. Not so much kidding about the belt extender. There's a lot of free agents out there. There's a lot of cool things happening in TNA. You know, if you think about Okada coming the next day, Okada had a very, very bad taste for TNA when he was there many, many years ago. And the fact that he's coming back and on that level, that means a lot. Will Ospreay is going to be there. Kenyo is going to be there. There's so many people who are available, and it's going to be an interesting day. What it means for me is, listen, ever since ECW, I love the surprise factor. I have seen so many amazing surprises live that Paul Heyman used to give the audience, and it just became, I mean, from when the, you know, Steiner brothers first came to ECW, Steve Dr. Death Williams, Terry Gordy, Jake the Snake, you name it, you know, Jerry Lawler showing up, Jim Cornette showing up. There was so many insane stuff. It's an insane time in the business, all good for wrestling fans. So I just think sit back and watch and enjoy the surprise. Forget about all the speculations, because I always say you open your Christmas presents on Christmas, and at Hard to Kill, we're going to be getting a bunch of different great gifts.
Talking about Hard to Kill, we're going to finish this big. You have a big match against one of the veterans, that's Crazy Steve. What can you talk to me about your opponent and that match?
I wish it never came to it. If you follow the storylines, everything I said about Crazy Steve is true. I think Crazy Steve is an amazing wrestler, and a lot of people didn't know that Crazy Steve is blind. Crazy Steve, when he was first in Impact Wrestling, he wasn't making as much money. And yes, he used to stay with me because you know, I was getting my room taken care of. We were friends. I also, when he has gotten let go from the company, I was the one who suggested to bring him back, and he was my partner. He stuck a fork in my back. Don't know how many people have ever been stabbed before, but it hurts. I have unfortunately been stabbed way too many times in my life, but he stabbed me in the back. And then I think Steve has forgotten that I'm the innovator of violence, and I understand violence. Listen, I grew up Puerto Rico. I love that stuff. Bloodbaths, Carlos Colon, Abdul the Butcher. This match is not going to be pretty. Steve is going to face the innovator of violence. I've already made him taste his own blood, which was rare for him, and I'm going to continue it. It's going to be a very, very physical fight, and it's not going to be a wrestling match. If you're looking for a mat classic, well, you got a lot of the great talents to do that. He's pissed me off, and I wish my friend didn't do what he did, because all he had to do was ask for a title shot, and I would have given it to him. But it's gone beyond that. He's also talked about my daughters. So, Steve is in for a world of hurt.
This is personal. Yes. So let me talk to the fans in Spanish for this week. TNA va a tener su programación todos los jueves, Access TV. Y puedes conseguir tu mercancía favorita de los luchadores de TNA Wrestling on shopimpact.com. No te olvides, recuerden, Hard to Kill, este 13 de enero, lo pueden ver por Fight TV, Ticketmaster.com, Snake Eyes en Las Vegas, Palms, lo puedes conseguir por Ticketmaster, y van a ver dos eventos muy grandes, lo van a ver superestrellas muy grandes como Josh Alexander, Okada, you're gonna see Tommy Dreamer defending the Social Media Championship. Tommy, it's an absolute honor having you here, Lucha Libre Online. Thank you for your time, and hope the best of luck in 2024.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've met a lot of journalists from here, and you guys have always been great. I love, grew up watching Puerto Rico wrestling with Carlos, like I said. You guys have been great to me every time I always come over to the island, and I miss you, and I hope to see you 2024. It's been way too long.
We hope to see you here in Puerto Rico once again.
Because I want to hear the fwah one more time.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you, buddy.